You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, it's Ken Davenport, and you are listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast, episode number 234. This one's all about marketing, and I'm going to tell you the answer I hope to hear when I ask ticket buyers what got them to buy a ticket. The most important and most helpful question you can ask, and I'm going to tell you the answer that I'm looking for right after this.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So as the theater comes crawling back to life, marketing is going to be more important than ever. But before we start advertising, before we start pushing out messages, there are things that we need to do first, and that's ask our audiences how they're feeling, what they're looking for, what's on their mind. I'm a huge believer in surveys, focus groups, audience testing. For a long time, we're much better at it than we used to be, but for a long time, Broadway was one of the few industries where we would spend 10, 15, sometimes 20 plus million dollars and never ask the audience about the product before we roll it out. If you're developing a kitchen utensil, you probably have people trying on that product before you put it out to market and spend that kind of money, right? Well, we're much better at it now, much better at it now. I became a big believer in audience research back in 2002, just to give you a little history here. I attended a focus group on the Bernadette Peters revival of Gypsy that I was working on. And we were asking the focus group about it. And one of the people said, "Oh, isn't this the same show that was running with Tyne Daly a few years ago? That production of Gypsy with Tyne Daly closed in the 90s. It had been a decade and they thought it was still the production." So this is something that we need to remember. Just because we eat, sleep, and breathe Broadway or the theater doesn't mean that our audience does, right? They don't know. They don't read the trades as much as we do. They don't listen to podcasts like this, although they should, right? So this is why we have to constantly ask them these kind of questions to learn what's on their mind, to really get our fingers on the pulse. I was in a furious debate at an ad meeting for Broadway shows over a marketing issue, and I had to stop the meeting and say, "Hey, everybody at this table, when was the last time any of you actually paid for a theater ticket? Because maybe we should talk to people that pay for their theater tickets, as well as babysitters, as well as parking, to find out what makes them want to go see a show." So if you are marketing a show, the most important question to ask your audience after they've seen it is actually this: how did you hear about it, right? I ask this of blog readers all the time, or you podcast listeners. How did you hear about this podcast? How did you hear about my blog? How did you hear about my show? How did you hear about the Theater Maker Studio? That information is the most valuable piece of information that you can have when you're marketing anything. That's it. So if you are someone out there that wants to do research, but you don't want to do complicated surveys or focus group or spend a lot of money, you can learn a ton by just asking that one question. Tracking the path your customers take to buying a ticket is how you understand two very important things. One, what's working. And when you know what's working, you can double down on it. And two, what isn't working, so you can actually turn it off and save money. Now, I promised you the one answer that I love to get when I ask this question. So when I started out producing and advertising and needed an ego boost, I actually loved hearing that the customer heard about my show through an advertising buy I authorized, right? Like a billboard or an email blast, or if I did a marketing stunt and they said, oh, I heard about it because of your live stream of Daddy Longlegs. I'd be like, ha, 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 look at me. I did that. And that's what got them to buy a ticket. And while sure, that did give me some information on what advertising initiatives were working, that was really more for my ego than anything else. My favorite answer is actually this. I don't know how I heard about it. I don't know. Because this means two things. One, it means that they most likely heard about it through word of mouth, which is the most important form of advertising. It's the most effective and it's the cheapest. Getting word of mouth, especially in an industry with challenging economics like Broadway, it's essential for our shows to survive. If you don't have positive word of mouth, there is no amount of marketing that can save you. Period. This is not true, by the way, for some internet businesses, right? Because they can rely on all sorts of other advertising initiatives because their storefront rent is just a heck of a lot less. Brick and mortar, which is what theater is, depends on this kind of word of mouth. The other thing that I don't know means when I ask this question is it means your marketing is working under the radar. And that's the best form of marketing because it means it's working without them knowing it's working. It's branding. You've reached a state where they don't even notice they're being advertised to or marketed to. It means that you don't have to rely on direct response initiatives, that you can do what Apple does or what Coca-Cola does, and you can just have billboards in the background that you walk by and you soak up their message without even knowing it. So again, if you're looking to get some information from your audience, if you're running a theater, or if you're a theater maker, if you're a writer, and you just want to figure out if your show is working, ask them how they heard about it. That is the easiest survey that you can do today. How did you hear about this? And if you get the answer, I don't know, don't get frustrated, get excited, because it means you're doing something very, very right. If you want more marketing tips, check out the Theater Maker Studio. We have some great courses and webinars on there all about how to market your show through direct response and through social media so you can actually get to the place where you're marketing, but it doesn't feel like marketing. We'll see you next time on the Producer's Perspective Podcast. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.